Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Hofflin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is July 31st, 2020, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I am super excited today because we're talking about a topic that we haven't talked about before, and it's a follow-up from our webinar on Wednesday, and that's CBD. And today, we've brought on our partners, our ingredient partners, K&D Labs, to talk a little bit about who they are, but also some of the opportunities and challenges in the CBD space for food manufacturers. So I'd like to introduce two people. One, Eric Thornton with McKinney Flavelle. He worked on this project, and we actually have a CBD study that you can download for free to learn more information about what's happening in the CBD world. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Good. This is your number two podcast. You and I have done one. We did your first a couple of weeks ago, so you're ready to rock and roll, aren't you?
It's actually number three, Mike. If you recall, I did the crap tour update as well. So
Sorry, man.
I'm dusting off my rookie status here, and I'm getting elevated. So feeling pretty good about it.
Okay. Three. Yeah. Okay. Now you're not a rookie anymore. Okay. So I'll stop calling you that. But our other guest is Dave Swanwick of K&D Labs, a director of sales. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for and people call you Swanee, I hear.
You know, I always find there's too many Daves in the world, so I go by Swanee, and it seems to differentiate a little bit.
Cool. Well, you know, this is your first podcast with us of many, I'm sure. And so thank you for taking the time to do this and talk a little bit about the CBD space. But, you know, we always start out with something a little bit fun. And those out there know I'm a big sports fan, and I just found out something really cool about you. And that was you were the U.S. world champion of extreme skiing in 1994. Is that true?
That is true. Now called free skiing. But yeah, I was the U.S. and world champion back in 94 before the gray hairs came in, and also did some of the Warren Miller movies and the first six Teton Gravity Research TGR movies, and was a pro skier for 10 years, heli-ski guiding in Alaska and doing all that kind of stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. I also understand you're a Real Salt Lake fan. And as you know, I go back and forth on Real Salt Lake and San Jose Earthquakes. And sorry for the loss the other day. It's okay, though, right? Next time.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, great. I'm going to let Eric take it from here. And I look forward to learning a little bit more about CBD. Go, Eric.
Cool. Thanks, Mike. And yeah, I certainly don't have the resume of an extreme skier, but I do like to ski. But man, that is really neat, Swanee. So again, thanks for joining us here. Welcome to your first podcast. We have a couple things we'll talk through, and really we're just trying to introduce K&D Labs to our client base and just show everything what you guys can do, your capabilities, your product portfolio, what you guys can offer. But why don't we just start with really a quick introduction of yourself and really kind of how K&D as a company all came together.
Yeah, well, thank you, Eric and Mike. And yeah, so I'm Dave Swanwick. I go by Swanee. I'm the director of sales for K&D, as you mentioned. I coming out of that ski career, I started a sports marketing company, and two guys who worked for me were Kevin and Nick, and they are the K and the N in K&D. After they left me, started up in the marijuana space in Colorado, Kevin did, and then people started asking for CBD products, and it was hard to find, and Kevin said, well, you know, I'm having trouble finding this. Maybe I should start working on creating it myself and doing my own extractions. And so started organically and with a tabletop unit, and then built from there. As Kevin developed, realized he needed some help in growing the company, and went to his long-term friend and coworker under me, in Nick Wilson, and they formulated into a company of K&D, and brought on small friends and family around to to kind of kickstart the company, and brought on more equipment and more technical know-how. And then I came on board as the director of sales. And so these are two guys that I know and trust, believe in their work ethic, have seen their level of dedication to working under me, and have been amazingly impressed with the company that they've built and that I've helped to drive the sales with. It's really been a great enterprise, and it brings us to partnering here with McKinney Flavel on bringing our ingredients to a larger community of the McKinney Flavel clients.
Awesome. Yeah, and just for our podcast listeners, K&D, they're based out of Lakewood, Colorado, which is just southwest of the Denver area. They also come to the table with arguably the largest amount of CBD products sold here in the U.S. Dave, maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on just that last statement about, you know, your capacity and how much CBD you guys are producing, you know, per month, and just explain a little bit further there.
For sure. Thanks. We are, arguably one of the largest producers of CBD extracts in the space right now. We produce CBD isolates and distillates primarily, as well as unique custom products. We are currently producing between 5,000 and 7,000 kilos a month of, like I said, isolates and distillates, as well as custom formulations. And really, one thing that's kind of differentiated us from our competitors is the ability to make our extracts the exact same potencies batch after batch, mm-hmm. lot after lot. So when a large CPG client needs those ingredients to be the same every single time, we can do that. Or a large pharma client, same kind of thing. It's hard for a brand or manufacturer to work with a constantly changing ingredient profile. So we're able mm-hmm. to keep that consistent time after time.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's a big point that we noticed when we came to work with you guys. And, you know, I'll kind of back up a little bit and just go over maybe a little of our what we've done here the last 15 months, as we've obviously followed this market pretty closely. And we knew early on, as we were beginning to educate ourselves, that we wanted to identify a reliable, trusted, proven supplier of CBD products that we can then offer to our clients in the food and beverage industry. So, you know, me personally, I do come from 6 years of procurement experience, and, you know, I have some knowledge of qualifying new suppliers, or at least, you know, knowing the expectations that a food manufacturer may have. And obviously, like you mentioned, quality, validity, testing, those are all key factors, and to be done consistently is something that is very important to many food companies out there. So anybody close to CBD as an industry knows that there are certainly an abundance of, we'll call them quote unquote companies, who really are not qualified and wouldn't pass any sort of approval process for our current clients. You know, you can kind of, we uncovered this in our sourcing efforts. We had people that were making this stuff in their garage or making this stuff in mom and dad's basement. And really, you know, we had to vet a lot of those folks out, since it is very prevalent in this space. But really, K&D stood out to us based on their quality certifications, their dedication to testing. You know, they follow proper protocols and measures to ensure, you know, their customers are A, getting the product that they're purchasing. You know, if it's CBD isolate, you better believe it's going to be 98 to 100% CBD with no traces of THC. And B, again, consistently, same results, same product every time. So that's one of the big factors of us, you know, partnering with K&D here as we move forward. But that is something that Swanee, you and your partners identified early on, was you wanted to really set yourself apart from a quality standpoint. So why don't you just talk through some of your certifications that you guys have at K&D?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we did a small friends and family round early on, and beyond that, we've just operated as a proper profitable existing company with clients and regular business. As such, we don't have big investor pressure to, you know, to do anything sort of what we would consider the wrong way. And so we've just kept our heads down and really worked on compliance and really worked on just making quality products, working on our SOPs, and then the audited certifications that review those SOPs. So right now we're certified GMP 111, 117, and cosmetics. Mm-hmm. That's an EU cosmetics GMP. We're also ISO 9001, 2015. We're also API, active pharmaceutical ingredient certified, as well as National Animal Supplement Council preferred supplier and kosher certified as well. So we've really kept our heads down and focused on just being on the right side of compliance, to doing things properly. And then once we figure out how to do it properly, we really take that and bring it to scale. Because mm-hmm. that's where we see, you know, the real opportunity in this business is being able to do something, do it well, but then develop it to the point that you can do it at scale and be able to realize efficiencies and thus cost efficiencies for our clients.
Awesome. Yeah. And we weren't able to do a real tour in person, but we did do a virtual tour of your facility, and I can kind of speak to, you know, the employees there using good manufacturing processes, you know, hair nets, gloves, all that stuff. So they're certainly very serious in their craft. And, you know, Candy, I'm sure, would be happy to offer a virtual tour given, you know, the circumstances we're in today, to anybody that's interested, just to take a look and see it for yourself, because it definitely helps to paint the picture a little bit better versus us talking about things on a podcast. So I'm sure they're happy to offer that to you.
Absolutely. But, so historically, that's been one of our best marketing tools, is people coming and seeing our facility and then checking out our competitors, be it, like you mentioned, the dirty garage competitors, or all the way up to the, you know, patent leather shoe, fancy conference room competitors. You know, we fit right in the middle there. We're actually the people who are hands down making the product in our facility, and we're happy to show people that. We've done a ton of actual tours due to the COVID precautions. Right now, we're doing virtual tours. And like you said, we're happy to extend those to your customers as people want to do them.
Great. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your product portfolio. You kind of hinted at it earlier, but why don't you just give our listeners a full view of what you guys offer from a CBD product standpoint?
Absolutely. So yeah, we do sell CBD isolate. Like you said, effectively 100% CBD. We sell it at 90% or 98% just because of testing variances. But that's the zero THC product. We also make broad spectrum oils. And like I said, we can make those to the exact same potencies time after time. A broad spectrum oil being a THC free oil that is high in CBD, but also contains the other minor cannabinoids to varying percentages. And again, we can provide those in consistent percentages every single time. We also make full spectrum oils that do have compliant levels of THC, or in raw formats that have higher levels of THC. So when they are diluted into a consumer's end product, they will be at a compliant level before hitting the consumer, but still show a representative level of THC for those clients interested in what some people call the entourage effect.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So those are our primary extracts. And then we also have our water soluble and water miscible solutions. If I can touch on that, Eric,
sure.
Our KND Apex solution is an emulsification, dextrin-based emulsification solution. It's a gray product that comes in a 3% liquid aqueous version or a 10% powder version. We're also making that in an agglomerated version as well. For things like stick packs or protein powders, anything that somebody's trying to make an instant beverage that you're going to stir or shake into a product, that agglomeration just allows for faster dilution. And so that Apex is a great product for those kind of quick protocols, all natural solution. We also have our K&D Superior water miscible solution. Mm-hmm. This has an extremely clean aroma and taste profile, and it's also clear in water, and is a fantastic solution. We have samples of both that we can get out to people. Our Superior product is a 2% load, so 1 milliliter of our syrup will contain 20 milligrams of CBD. Imagine mm-hmm. a 500 milliliter bottle of water. One of those milliliters being our syrup, which is 9/10 water anyway. And so that would hold that 20 milligrams of CBD. So some great options mm-hmm. For beverages, as well as anywhere else that a water soluble or water miscible solution would make sense. And so we put those together to help carry through our core competency of those hemp extracts and delivering those to our customers and by extension, McKinney Flavel's customers as well.
Awesome. Swanee, if you could explain to me a little further actually on your K&D water miscible solution and why it's such a good option out there for a beverage client or a beverage user.
Yeah, Eric, the K&D Superior water miscible solution actually is bonding. The reagent encapsulates or enmeshes the cannabinoid at a nano level, and then its head and tail actually bond to the hydrogen, making it miscible in water. So unlike the emulsification solutions that are sonicated and thus have polarity, that sonication causes that polarity, which causes the emulsification to want to stick to the sides of the vessel, be it a can or mm-hmm. a bottle. Our miscible solution does not have that issue. So it's going to stay in solution and won't have any cleaving issues, but it also won't have those polarity issues. And thus, when this product sits on the shelf and then is tested or consumed by a consumer, it'll actually have the cannabinoids pass through to the consumer or pass through to the testing to find out that it is actually in solution rather than stuck to the liner of the can or bottle.
Awesome. Very cool. Really, really neat stuff there. So now why don't you kind of give us a little bit of an idea of, some of the, applications or products where we might be able to find you guys today on the store shelves or, even I think you guys are in the pet space a little bit. So if you could just share with our listeners, where some of your products are today.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what's nice about industrial hemp extracts, CBD, as well as the other associated minors, is that they're used in a lot of formats. So we're in topicals, a lot of creams and lotions. We're in consumables, a lot of tinctures and edibles. We're in a lot in the pet food space. In Zooks is a client of ours, which Zooks is a brand that's owned by Merrick, that's owned by Purina, that's owned by Nestle. And so we're very proud that we were chosen to be the provider there. One thing we really focus on in the pet food space, for example, is doing custom blends of our exact potency distillate and then blending it to the customer spec. With an MCT oil or a hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil to exact specs that the client requires so that we can take our concentrate, do that blend, do all the post-blend testing, and then provide that as a ready-to-manufacture solution to the brand or to the contract manufacturer to go straight to manufacturing.
Awesome.
And very similar with our water solutions of our K&D Apex as well as K&D Superior. Those are basically taking our cannabinoids and kind of packaging them into a format that works with a hydrophilic environment, just because all of our extracts essentially are oils and mm-hmm. obviously oils and water have trouble mixing. So when we're blending into oils, it's lipophilic, so they merge together nicely with oils. But when we're blending with waters or liquid solutions, we have our Candy Apex water soluble solution with the emulsification, mm-hmm. and then we have our Tri-Block copolymer water miscible solution with Candy Superior.
Great. Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, I know we'd be happy to help coordinate samples for any listeners out there if you actually want to kind of get a hold of these products, see them in person, and we have a lot of documentation that accompanies a sample kit for you, and you know, we're happy to coordinate that and help our clients get used to some of these products. But you know, if someone were to you know, even like your current customers today, you know, your packaging capabilities you know, really mesh really well for any of our large CPG or you know, consumer product good customers out there. But why don't you just describe some of your packaging capabilities, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have obviously our sample levels that we are happy to provide to anybody interested. We then move typically to formulation batch sizes as people are moving to R&D and experimenting. We're at a lot of large scale Fortune 500 companies right now in R&D scale, and are happy to provide that with the specific testing accordingly. But then when we get into actual scale manufacturing, we can provide per a client's needs in food grade kilo jars. We have our 0.5 kilo and 1 kilo jars. And then we also mm-hmm. deliver in pails or in 55-gallon drums or totes, depending on the needs. A lot of those mm-hmm. blends that we do with oils we'll deliver in 55-gallon drums or totes just because the volumes get quite large to go to manufacturing at that point.
Sure. Yeah, and something else pretty neat that they also have the ability to do is do some flavor inclusions for some of those water miscible or soluble products. So pretty neat technology, and like Dave said, they can go all the way up to tote size for some of the larger users out there. So maybe exactly. We'll close out with one last question here, and we'll switch gears talking about the FDA ruling and really, you know, we're in commodities. We don't know always what's going to happen 9-10 months from now in corn. You know, we don't have that newspaper that's 10 months away, but ultimately, you know, we do like to hear just general thoughts and opinions. And obviously the FDA has made statements on CBD, but still hasn't really officially come out with a mandate in any way. So, you know, my personal opinion and based on what I've read and what I mentioned in the webinar on Wednesday was, you know, this is something that's going to take some time. And, you know, it's not days away or months away, but we'd say months to years. But, you know, obviously you're in the industry and we're investing in this space and with you guys. So, you know, what's kind of your thoughts if we kind of play this out here and we kind of look through the crystal ball?
Thanks, Eric. You know, like you said, nobody's got the next year's newspaper, but, you know, looking back a little bit at the 2018 Farm Bill, you know, that kind of opened the doors for a lot of what we're doing here today. And, you know, in that, there's, you know, there's the opportunity to work with CBD and the different cannabinoids. And, you know, as long as we're in a compliant level, regarding the 0.3% THC, then, we are producing these extracts for people to put into their products. We have taken the approach that we really want to be as forward as possible on the certification side. And, you know, right. with our CGMP 111, 117 and cosmetics, with our ISO 9001, with our FDA API, you know, we are one of, or if not the most certified lab in the CBD space. and you know, we feel like taking that forward stance on those certifications is really going to help, you know, when and if the FDA chooses to make some regulatory standpoints. But, you know, we're just like everybody, we're waiting for that further guidance from the FDA. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure we're on the right side of history here. I've mm-hmm. taken the last, you know, year and a half of my life and dedicated it into this space. I believe in the power of these cannabinoids and what they can do for people. There's an enormous amount of participation amongst the public that people are trying this and liking it. And again, we invite that regulation because we feel like we're going to be on the right side of it. And we would love to see a lot of the bottom feeder players get out of the space. We hate hearing about reports that, you know, X number of products were not tested out of having CBD or the right levels of CBD in it. We believe that's bad for the industry. And when people don't have an efficacy, is it because they didn't actually have any CBD in their product? And then, you know, the whole industry has lost that customer because of a bad player in the space. So we hope that those bad players are, you know, that there's more regulation to kind of help us. And we feel like we're already forward in that environment. And we look forward to the, you know, upcoming rule changes. We'll see what happens, you know, whether it's nutritional supplement, dietary supplement, how that ends up going. There's, to close that out, you know, there, if you look at what's happening in the overall space, there's obviously a lot of consumer demand. There's a lot of political will supporting the hemp space, especially as you see big tobacco is moving a lot of farming overseas. A lot of those big farming states nationwide have made switches into hemp. And you know, the plant provides a lot of different attributes, from the seed oil to the fiber from the stalks to hempcrete, all the way through to the extractable cannabinoids. And, you know, as much as there has not been enough clinical research done against these cannabinoids, I challenge anyone to really find the any negative attributes of the non-psychogenic parts of this plant, and you know, and any contraindications that are out there. You know, these plants and their uses have been around for millennia. People have made sailcloths and ropes, you know, for since the beginning of recorded history, and you know, it's something that's been around. And you know, this new extraction of the cannabinoids is maybe a newer process on the non-THC side, and and you know, there's a lot of prospect and a lot of hope of the benefits that this will provide, you know, be it anti-anxiety, be it anti-inflammatory, be it a host of other benefits that people are finding or claiming out of this. We invite further research and are supporting that, and we invite further regulation from the FDA, and we support that as well.
Awesome. Well, great answer and great insights, and really appreciate you again taking the time to speak with Mike and I today and help educate our listeners and just put you out there and in our space now. And like we said, happy to coordinate samples and happy to help educate and provide a virtual tour. But any last comments, Dave, for you before I turn it over to Mike?
You know, Eric, thanks a lot. I didn't feel like you were a rookie at all. You crushed it. thank you for the time. And we're excited about the partnership with McKinney Flavelle. And Mike, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you. Great podcast, both Eric and Swanee. I appreciate you taking the time. And for all those listeners out there, there's a little bit of insight into CBD, as well as our ingredient partner in K&D Labs. But also, for those IQ platform users, if you missed the webinar from Wednesday on CBD that Eric did, you can check it out under the webinar tab on the IQ platform. If you're not a subscriber, check give us a call, reach out, we'll give you a test drive. And then finally, you can go to our website at McKinney-Flavelle.com, and you can download. For free. That CBD report that Eric and the team worked on so diligently. And it's an awesome report. So if you want to learn a little bit more, that's where you do it. And Swanee, have a great weekend. Eric, have a great weekend. And as I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every single moment with your friends and family, sometimes from a distance right now, but enjoy your time and the world should live with a little bit more empathy, as I always like to say, Eric, right?
Absolutely. We need more of that.
Yeah, we do need more of that. And until next week, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Flavelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Flavelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.